May I say, Gata Shri Shu, with good fortune gone away, Griheshu in the house, Aham I. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Uddhava said, my dear Vidu, the Son of the world, Lord Krishna, has said, and our house has now been swallowed by the great snake of time. What can I say to you about our welfare? Purport. The disappearance of the Krishna Son may be explained as follows. According to the commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Vidura was struck with great sorrow when he got the hint of the annihilation of the great Yadu dynasty as well as of his own family, the Kuru dynasty. Uddhava could understand the grief of Vidura, and therefore he first of all wanted to sympathize with him by saying that after the sun set, everyone is in darkness. Since the entire world was merged in the darkness of grief, neither Vidura or Uddhava nor anyone else could be happy. Uddhava was as much grieved as Vidura, and there was nothing further to be said about their welfare. The comparison of Krishna to the sun is very appropriate. As soon as the sun sets, darkness automatically appears. But the darkness experienced by the common man does not affect the sun itself, either at the time of sunrise or of sunset. Lord Krishna's appearance and disappearance are exactly like that of the sun. He appears and disappears in innumerable universes. And as long as he is present in a particular universe, there is all transcendental light in that universe. But the universe from which he passes away is put into darkness. His pastimes, however, are everlasting. The Lord is always present in some universe, just as the sun is present in either the eastern or the western hemisphere. The sun is always present either in India or in America. But when the sun is present in India, the American land is in darkness. And when the sun is present in America, the Indian hemisphere is in darkness. As the sun appears in the morning and gradually rises to the meridian, and then again sets in one hemisphere while simultaneously rising in the other, so Lord Krishna's disappearance in one universe and the beginning of his different pastimes in another take place simultaneously. As soon as one pastime is finished here, it is manifested in another universe. And thus, his Nityarila, or eternal pastime, are going on without ending. As the sunrise takes place once in 24 hours, similarly, the pastimes of Lord Krishna take place in a universe once in a daytime of Brahma. That account of which is given in the Bhagavad Gita as 4,300 million solar years. But wherever the Lord is present, all his different pastimes, as described in the revealed scriptures, take place at regular intervals. As at sunset, the snakes become powerful, thieves are encouraged, ghosts become active, the lotus becomes defigured, and the Chakravarti laments. So, with the disappearance of Lord Krishna, the aces feel enlivened, and the devotees become sorry. Om Agyana Timinandasya Agyanan Janashalakaya Chakshu Umilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhade Svayanupakada Mahyan Dadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sachivam Satvaitan Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishvanevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Uddhava Uvacha, Krishna Dyumani Nindoche, Grineshwa Jaga Renaha, Kinuna Kusharam Bruyam, Gata Shrishu, Griheshvaham. Translation again. Sri Uddhava said, My dear Vidu, the Son of the world, Lord Krishna, has set, and our house has now been swallowed by the great snake of time. What can I say to you about our welfare? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said, the comparison of Krishna to the sun is very appropriate. Prabhupada said, Lord Krishna's appearance and disappearance are exactly like that of the sun. He appears and disappears in innumerable universes, and as long as he is present in a particular universe, there is all transcendental light in that universe. So it reminds me a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 12. It is said here, Yada ditya gatam tejo jagat Jagat basaya te ki nam. Yachanja masi yachaknao tatejo vidi mamakam. Translation, the splendor of the sun, which dissipate the darkness of this whole world, comes from me. Now, Krishna was telling Arjuna that the splendor of the sun, which dissipate the darkness of this whole world, comes from me, Krishna. Yeah. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire are also from me. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a very nice purport to this verse. Prabhupada, he said, the unintelligent cannot understand how things are taking place. But one can begin to be established in knowledge by understanding what the Lord explains here. Everyone sees the sun, moon, fire, and electricity. One should simply try to understand that the splendor of the sun, the splendor of the moon, the splendor of electricity, of fire, are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In such a conception of life, the beginning of Krishna consciousness lies a great deal of advancement for the conditioned soul in this material world. The living entities is essentially the parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and he is giving hearers the hint how they can come back to Godhead, back to home. From these words, we can understand that the Son is illuminating the whole universe. There are different universes, and there are different suns, moons, and planets also. But in each universe, there is only one sun. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 10:21, the moon is one of the stars, nakshatranam aham shashi. Sunlight is due to the spiritual effulgence in the spiritual sky of the Supreme Lord. With the rise of the sun, the activities of human being are set up. They set fire to prepare the foodstuffs. They set fire to start the factory, etc. So many things are done with the help of fire. Therefore, sunrise, fire, and moonlight are so pleasing to the living entities. Without the help, no living entity can live. So if one can understand that the light and splendor of the sun, moon, and fire are emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, then one's Krishna consciousness will begin. By the moonshine, all the vegetables are nourished. The moonshine is so pleasing that people can easily understand that they are living by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Without his mercy, there cannot be sun. Without his mercy, there cannot be moon. And without his mercy, there cannot be fire. And without the help of sun, moon, and fire, no one can live. These are some thoughts to provoke Krishna consciousness in the conditioned soul. So, Srila Prabhupada also said in the purport that as at sunset, the snakes become powerful, thieves are encouraged, ghosts become active, the lotus becomes disfigured, and the chakravarti laments. So, with the disappearance of Lord Krishna, the ashes feel enlivened, and the devotees become sorry. There's a very nice description about this in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Maharaja Parikshit was touring the world, so he somehow got fatigued at one time, and he came to a cottage of a sage. The name of the sage is Shamika. But Shamika Rishi, he was in deep meditation, so he didn't notice the arrival of the king, you know. And usually when the king arrived, then you have to get up and receive the king nicely, right? But because Shamika Rishi was in deep meditation, so he didn't notice the arrival of the king. And then Parikshit Maharaj got angry with the Rishi. And he picked up a dead snake and put on the Rishi's neck. And he left it like that. But when the son of the Rishi came back home and he saw that condition, the son became really very angry at the emperor and at the king. So the son cursed Parikshit Maharaj that within 7 days that he will be bitten by a bird snake and die like that, you know. And then, of course, the son of the Rishi, Shingi, while cursing the sage like that, he was crying at the same time. And the sage wake up because of the crying of his son. And when he heard the curse of his son, the father told the son that, "My dear boy, the Lord who carries the wheel of the chariot is represented by the monarchical regime. And when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then advance vanquish the unprotected subjects like scattered lambs." The sage continues, said, "Due to the termination of the monarchical regimes and the plundering of the people's worlds by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen. And for all these sins, we shall be responsible." At that time, the people in general will fall systematically from the path of a progressive civilization in respect to the qualitative engagements of the castes and the order of the society and the worthy injunctions. Thus, they will be more attracted to economic development for sense gratification, and as a result, there will be an unwanted population on the level of dogs and monkeys. So this is the words from the sage to his son, Shingi. Prabhupada, he wrote beautiful purports to these verses. Prabhupada said, "According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the monarchical regime represents the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. The king is said to be the representative of the absolute personality of Godhead because he is trained to acquire the quality of God to protect the living being. The battle of Kurukshetra was planned by the Lord to establish the real representative of the Lord, Maharaj Yudhisthira, an ideal king thoroughly trained by culture and devotional service with the martial spirit, makes a perfect king. Such a personal monarchy is far better than the so-called democracy of no training and responsibility. The thieves and rogues of modern democracy seek erection by misrepresentation of votes, and the successful rogues and thieves devour the mass of the population. One trained monarchy is far better than hundreds of useless ministerial rogues. And it is hinted herein that by abolition of a monarchical regime like that of Maharaj Parikshit, the mass of people become open to many attacks of the age of Kali. They are never happy in an overly advertised form of democracy. The result of such a keenness administration is described in the following verse. Yeah. And then Prabhupada said, the word naha is very significant in these words. The sage highly takes the responsibility of brahmanas as a community for curing monarchical government and thus giving an opportunity to the so-called democrats, who are generally plunderers of the wealth of the slave subjects. The so-called democrats capture the administrative machine without assuming responsibility for the prosperous condition of the citizen. Everyone captures the post for personal gratification, and thus instead of one king, a number of irresponsible kings grow up to tax the citizen. It is foretold herein that in the absence of good monarchical government, everyone will be the cause of disturbance for others by plundering riches, animals, women, etc. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he was saying in today's words that as at the sunset, you know, as at the sunset, the snakes become powerful, thieves are encouraged, ghosts become active, the lotus become disfigured, and the Chakravarti laments. So, with the disappearance of Lord Krishna, the aces feel enlivened, and the devotees become sorry. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. So thank you very much for coming. Gantra Chima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Ribu, ribu. Jai, ribu.
That's a little slight movement on the nose, and he gets that box of.